Good morning from Radio Entrepreneurs. We're here this morning with Allison Schickel of Brobe. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
So why don't you just give us a little bit of background of what Brobe offers out in the community?
So Brobe is the first ever bra plus robe combination. It's designed... was originally designed for women throughout different stages of their life, such as nursing and expecting mothers, and breast cancer patients after they've undergone a single or double mastectomy or reconstructive surgery. It's now grown into a much, much broader market, but that was the original idea back many years ago. So what it is, it like I said earlier, it's a bra robe combination. We have a few different types of probes. One is the recovery probe that is designed for breast cancer. It has pockets inside the robe to hold post-op fluid drains. It, anytime that you have a major surgery, such as a mastectomy or reconstructive surgery, when you come out of surgery, you have these drains that you have to have in order to, so your body doesn't swell. And men have it, women have it. Anytime you have major surgery, you have to have it. Kids have it. And these drains are very painful, and some women have 2 drains, some women have 10 drains. And up until this point, there just really wasn't anything that was functional and flattering and feminine for women. And so the pockets hold these drains and keep them in place, and then the bra that is detachable fastens with Velcro in the front, which is important because after you have breast surgery, it's hard to button or zip anything. And it has pockets built inside the bra to hold ice packs or a prosthetic breast. So that's the recovery bra, and we also have the mommy bra that's designed for expecting and nursing moms, and then we have some other products that are for post-op surgery.
Were you the founder, Allison?
Yes, I was. I'm the creator and founder.
And were you in the design industry before you came out with this, or was it just some...
Shockingly, no, I wasn't. I was I've been in sales my entire adult life. Sales from anything retail sales to management to any financial planning sale. I mean, just I definitely was in the corporate world and had no design experience. I saw a need, and after a friend of mine had breast cancer and she was explaining what was happening after she had a double mastectomy and 3 reconstructive surgeries, and you know, the bruising and the swelling, and just she just described it for me, and I searched for something that was that I could give her, and I just couldn't find anything. And I just thought, you know, if my mom or my sister or myself just had our breasts removed, the last thing I would want to give them is something that didn't provide them some dignity during this time. And I really just couldn't find anything. I scoured, you know, I looked through the internet, I went shopping, and I just couldn't find anything. And so an original idea that I had many years, probably 14 years ago, just a bra inside of a robe to make my day a little easier, quickly transformed into this product with a mission and a purpose.
Major vision. And how did you, you know, this show, as a new guest here, Allison, this show really focuses on, you know, sharing success for entrepreneurs and helping them out. After you had the vision, what was the journey? Did you apply for financing? Did you have somebody to design it for you? How did it all occur?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, I had this idea to just build a bra inside of a robe. And of course, it, you know, any entrepreneur, they have to start with an idea, you know, whether it's in the service industry or, you know, B2C or B2B. And I started off, you know, doing some market research. And every time I would go shopping, I would ask the salespeople, do you have, you know, a bra inside of a robe? Do you have a bra built inside of loungewear? Do you have what do women after they go through breast surgery, what do they like to wear? And as far as the support system inside loungewear, that always the answer was no, but you're like the thousandth person that's asked for something like this. So I knew that there was a need, but, you know, creating something from nothing, inventing something, that's a whole different story than just deciding that you're going to go out and start your own business. So I knew that because I didn't have any design experience, I knew in my head what I wanted. I just didn't know how to implement it. So I looked for designers, mm-hmm. and finally found one who would work with me. And we worked for about 3 months on my vision. And she had she delivered me three different prototypes that were all pretty much the same, but a little bit different, just here and there. And so my husband had said, you know, if you really believe in this product and take our $1,000 that we have in savings and do this. And so I did. And once I had these prototypes, I thought, all right, well, now what do I do? And I think a lot of being an entrepreneur, you really have to just think outside the box. And I called up the only nonprofit that I knew of at the time that focused on breast cancer, which was Susan G. Komen. And I just called them up and said, hey, I have this idea and I want to bring it in and show your executive director. And you tell me if you think it has legs, you know, to sell. And they said, okay. And so I brought them in and they brought in a woman who had had a double mastectomy, I'm sorry, a single mastectomy the week before. And she was 27 years old. And her mom and her grandmother had both had breast cancer. So this was very fresh and new, and she was very young. And she tried on all of the probes, the recovery probes, and she just was crying. And she basically begged me to create this product for women who are going through this. And so I think a lot of being an entrepreneur is realizing that if you would wear this, then probably other people are going to as well. And when you have such a emotional type of product, I tend to go a lot with my gut. And I've made a lot of mistakes by not listening to my gut. And so I listened to my gut, and there was just something in me that said, you know what, this is, I'm going to do this. And I called my husband and I said, I hope that you're ready to go down to one income and peanut butter and jelly for as long as we have to, because I'm going to do this. And luckily he said, okay. So I did. And I went to friends and family, which I had a very hard time just pridefully, you know, going to my friends and family and saying, this is the business that I want to do. Will you help me? And so I raised about $20,000, mm-hmm. With my friends and family, which it's so funny looking back. And I remember getting these different checks from about five different family members and thinking, man, this is going to last me a while. And I quickly realized that it did not last me very long at all. Because, you know, the forming companies and hiring attorneys and getting websites and getting marketing material, I mean, it takes a lot of money. For me, it took a lot of money because I had to find brokers and get prototypes made and find a warehouse, you know, find a factory. And so I started off that way, and then I ended up having to go to the bank and get a line of credit for about $30,000. And that $30,000 didn't even pay for my first shipment. I mean, it didn't pay completely for my first shipment of recovery probes. And so it was just trying to be as scrappy as I possibly could and you know, give some away in order to get services for free. You know, if I needed somebody to create a postcard, then I would give them a probe, or, you know, and partnering with organizations that focused on breast cancer. And so it just, a lot of it, I mean, for the first 4 years, it was all word of mouth. That was how my business grew.
What's what's amazing, Allison, is you're hitting on so many salient points that entrepreneurs sometimes, you know, you underestimate the startup cost. A lot of times they try to use data instead of intuition. It sounds like your vision and intuition, really, you pushed hard, you had a passion, and it worked out. That's kind of how I'm viewing this.
Well, so far it's worked out. It's lasted for 6 years, and so a lot of it is intuition. You know, as I said, you know, you go with your gut, and I made mistakes by not listening to my gut, and I just I don't know. I also, one thing that I feel like I did do right was I learned pretty early on that I needed mentors. I needed to basically, you know,
great
my mom
point.
Always used to tell me whenever I was in high school, which I now tell my daughter who's in high school, if you are who you hang out with. And I think that goes into adulthood as well. And so that kind of just kept in the back of my mind. And so I thought, you know what, I really need to surround myself with people who are more experienced and smarter and who have been here and done that and listen to what they have to say. And so I created an advisory board, and it really was just people who just believed in the product and believed in me. And so that was really important as well. I have actually come in contact with many, you know, entrepreneurs or CEOs or, you know, whatever the title is. And I feel like they feel like they have to be the smartest one in the room. And I am the absolute complete opposite. I want everybody else to, you know, anybody who works with the Brobe or works for the Brobe, I am relying on them for their expertise. And hopefully it works out.
That's a great philosophy. How do you distribute the Brobe?
Well, 90% of our sales are all online. So Amazon and our e-commerce site, and then some various online retailers. This year, we're really trying to focus on more retailers such as hospital boutiques and mastectomy boutiques and maternity boutiques. And so we've just hired 4 salespeople who are just throughout the country. But we also are really kind of honing in on hospitals, not hospital gift shops, but the actual hospital to provide these for the patients. Maybe not necessarily the recovery Brobe, because they are a little bit on the higher end side, but we have a product called the shower belt that holds post-op drains while in the shower. It's a very simple but really useful product. And I just don't see why every, you know, hospitals shouldn't be providing these for people who are coming out of surgery, because it can be used. It's a unisex product. It can be used for after you've had open heart surgery or organ transplants or any, you know, really any major surgery that you have to have these drains.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ways that we are distributing, but most of it is online.
Do the healthcare providers cover the cost of something like this, or is it?
You know, that's been an issue that we, you know, gone back and forth with since I started. And I get different answers. Well, I'll tell you, mostly the answer is no. The Medicare, it's a big process and it's very expensive. So I won't get into the details as to, you know, take up the whole 15 minutes. But it is a very lengthy process, and I don't know that financially that it is the best option for us.
And so we have Allison Schickel here on Radio Entrepreneur. Allison, how would people get in touch with you if they wanted to reach out to you?
Well, they can always find us online at thebrobe.com. There's a contact us page, and I think and our number is on there. So we are, I would like to say we pride ourselves on our customer service, and you can see that in all of the testimonials that we have on the website, because we are very much into customer service, especially with most of the customers that we have that are going about to undergo a major surgery, and so we want to take something, you know, just take a little bit of stress off their plate. So customer service is a big thing. So if they contact us through the website, we will be contacting them back within 24 hours.
Well, Allison, it's really been great having you here. It's a great story, great journey, and really you're giving back to the community. What a great, great time we had here, and we greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And so, everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We will be back shortly.